Japan has long been a smoker's stronghold, with cheap cigarettes and lax anti-smoking laws encouraging the habit. Smokers have almost total freedom to light up at bars, restaurants, and even schools and government offices. About 130,000 people a year die of tobacco-related illnesses in Japan. But a growing health consciousness, tighter regulations of tobacco advertising, and increasingly strict smoking bans on public transport have contributed to a gradual decline in smoking. The smoking rate for men was 37% in 2010, 2.3 percentage points lower than a year earlier, though far below the 24% smoking rate among men in the United States. When the Japanese government raised the tax on cigarettes on October 1st, it should have been a bonanza for Pfizer, which makes Chantix, the leading drug to help smokers break the habit. Instead, it became a missed opportunity. Introduced in the United States in 2006, Chantix works by suppressing the positive feelings induced by cigarettes by blocking receptors in the brain. But reports of possible side effects, including aggression and thoughts of suicide, triggered a sharp drop in sales in the United States. Since then, Pfizer has tried to emphasize the benefits of quitting smoking over the risks posed by Chantix, and has stressed that further studies are needed to determine whether the problems are caused by the drug itself or are symptoms of nicotine withdrawal. Despite ample notice of the tax change, Pfizer failed to produce enough of the drug, marketed as Champix in Japan. When tens of thousands of would-be quitters rushed to their doctors for prescriptions, Pfizer was overwhelmed. In less than 2 weeks after the tax increase, the company was forced to suspend sales of the drug. Now, with the drug still difficult to get, Pfizer has given up millions of dollars in potential Champix sales.